The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to this special edition of the Netball Show with Flyhawk. As we hear from Stacey Francis-Bearman, she's going to be joining Fox Netball as part of their coverage as we look at each team's chances and those players to watch. Stacey, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're super welcome. People just can't get rid of me.
Never. And first of all, it's days away now, but the good news is you're going to be part of the Fox coverage.
Yes, I absolutely can't wait. I've dipped my toe in the water with Sky Sports back in England, and I've always really enjoyed it. But yeah, to have the opportunity to be involved in the coverage this year, both sidelines and also co-commentary for the SSN will be, yeah, fantastic. And I really enjoyed the opportunity to kind of have a bit of a practice and to be in and around the broadcast and see how it worked at Team Girls Cup. And yeah, it obviously didn't go too badly because they're carrying on with me through the season.
You've already done some work at the Team Girls Club. How did the first couple of ones go? Obviously working with Sue and Kath, and it's just a different opportunity for you really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. The girls were all incredibly supportive. The production team and how, you know, Fox want to run and how invested they are in the sport and the product and, you know, what it looks like and engaging fans is incredible. And yeah, I hope to bring a bit of a point of difference with some of my commentary and questions. And it was very stressful. Live TV is no joke, but I can't wait for the season to start.
There was that really fun clip online as well of you interviewing Helen afterwards as well.
Yeah, it is funny. We were like, we both had our kind of professional person faces on. And then, yeah, when it finished, we both had a bit of a sigh of relief. But it's nice. I feel like the girls are really receptive to having me there. And yeah, it's extra nice to be able to spend a little bit more time with former teammates as well.
Has it been quite different not being around that pre-season environment?
It actually hasn't. I think with being an international, you tend to join the pre-season campaign quite late. So you usually wouldn't get over there until like January, February because of internationals. So I think for a long time that, you know, I was really used to that. And then I do think being in a completely different state is also helpful. I think being in Perth and yeah, not getting up and going into the Gold Netball Centre every day and having my friends so close by would be really strange. But yeah, I think it's almost helpful being in, you know, a different state and a little bit removed from it, and have so many other new, exciting and challenging things going on as well to keep me occupied.
UK fans probably keep an eye on Magpie Swifts and obviously Fever because of you, Giants as well. Have you seen the likes of our UK Roses over there consistently perform and grow year on year?
Yeah, I think each of the players, each of the Roses are absolutely integral to their SSN team. Both Joe and Jeeva are captains of their club, which, you know, I think just speaks volumes to the kind of players that the England Roses are able to put out there. They're lead on court physically, but they're also great minds and great leaders of culture and behaviours off of the court as well. And you know, I think you forget actually how young Helen still is. Like, she's got a lot of netball left in her and, you know, super excitingly as well, Elle Cardwell joins the mix and keeps the Roses quota nice and high with Adelaide this year.
That was my next question. Obviously, Tracy's joined as well. So just her influence over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Tracy brings a complete point of difference and she's incredibly passionate. I know the Adelaide girls are really, really happy to have her there. Her and Elle work incredibly well together. And I know Elle really credits a lot of her growth and her journey and her success that she's had so far in international level to Tracy. So yeah, she's going to be brimming with confidence. And I think Tracy's influence on that attacking unit will be really important.
I would suggest that Ebony's loss would be noted, mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so Firebirds are obviously losing the experience and yeah, an out-and-out goalkeeper in Ebony. And then their training partner, Ash Irving, who is a tall and talented defender, got picked up and pinched by the Sunshine Coast Lightning to replace Kate Walsh, who decided to retire. So yeah, they brought in an experienced player in Remy Carmo, who hasn't played at the SSN level before, but she's a mature athlete and she's relishing that opportunity to get out there on court. But they, I think, are lacking in a little depth in that defensive position. So it would be interesting to see how they go and are able to mix it up as the season goes on.
Who do you think we should keep an eye out for? I mean, Sophie Thorne, for example. I mean, she had a really special season last year as well. So I'm thinking about those kind of players.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I think for me, a standout, especially in the shooter position at Team Girls Cup, was Charlie Bell, who has gone in as a replacement player for Riley Batchelor at Sunshine Coast Lightning. She's tall, she's athletic. She completely held her own against Diva, which not many players can do in general, and especially, you know, someone so young. But she was brimming with confidence. I had the opportunity to interview her after the game, and she has, you know, ambitions to be a diamond one day and is really enjoying her netball. And I know that with the injection of Belinda as the head coach at Lightning as well, the girls are really enjoying what she's bringing to the environment. So I would definitely keep an eye on Charlie Bell.
Nice thing is, our Super League has benefited from Gabby Sinclair joining the Dragons, obviously Lanise to Thunder, and Elle McDonald. No sooner does she arrive, touchdown, than she gets whisked away to join the Roses camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I think netball as a game in general is bigger, better and stronger for sharing around, you know, talent, experiences, expertise across the world. You know, SSM wants to be branded as the best league in the world, and that doesn't mean just a league full of Australians. It's exciting to see, you know, talent and it to transfer both ways. I think historically Super League had probably been seen as a little bit of a feeder league, but the level of competition is incredibly high, and you know, it will continue to grow with the likes of having so many senior South African internationals coming into the league, particularly this season.
Fox are going to be showing the games in 4K UHD. Hopefully we can get a deal done here in the UK to show the games. They're a bit like Sky last minute did something similar last season. This is where you say, I remember watching the game on VHS.
I'm not that old, blimey.
All right, okay. DVD then?
I did have lots of DVDs of netball games floating around.
It's just that around-the-world investment in the sport that we all love to see, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The accessibility, making all of the superstar players household names, which is absolutely what they deserve. They are some incredible athletes around the world. And yeah, to be able to see the different styles and yeah, the different levels of competition globally is incredibly important. And yeah, I was under the impression that the games would be for international viewers would be shown on Netball Australia TV. But yeah, I guess watch and wait. I know that there's an incredibly strong following of the SSN League, especially given the international nature of the players that are here as well. And the more netball, the better. Like, we were able to sit down and watch Malks play in her first ANZ game in the week. And that was fantastic.
You've obviously been part of a side that Dan was the coach. Is the emphasis on Fever now going back to back this time around?
I know that Dan has said from the start of the season that they're not champions anymore. The slate is wiped clean. And although I think externally they will have a target on their backs, especially given the fact that they were able to take home the cup at Team Girls Cup, the league had never been stronger last season. It was incredibly close and down to the last game and goal difference and points in terms of making top four. And I think there's some new teams this season that have already shown that they are going to be significantly better than last year, Adelaide Thunderbird specifically. So I think the Fever should absolutely be feeling confident. You don't necessarily want to carry that pressure around with you, but last season is last season. And I know that they'll be focused and clear on where that they have to improve, but aiming to be top of that table and leading and setting a standard for the rest of the league to follow.
You're part of the Fox coverage team, Stacey. Enjoy every moment of it.
Thank you. I can't wait. I feel like this is going to be the best of both worlds. I get to have all the opinions and the voice, but with none of the pre-season training and blisters.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.